Quran, Quran, towards understanding the Holy Quran, towards understanding the Holy Quran.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen, amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Our beloved Nabi صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم has said that a person who sends one time durood or salutation or salawat upon me, Allah Azza wa Jal sends 10 mercies upon him. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatan wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya rasulallah wa ala alika wa sahabika ya habiballah. Dearest viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, once again we are blessed with this wonderful opportunity to learn the message of Quran. You are most welcome in this silsila of Madani channel towards understanding the Holy Quran. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, we will discuss the verse number 128 and few more verses along with it in this silsila.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. ربنا وجعلنا مسلمين لك ومن ذريتنا أمة مسلمة لك وأرنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم.
Translation from Kanz al-Iman. O our Lord, make us subservient to you and raise from our offspring a nation obedient to you. Teach us the rules of our worship and direct your mercy towards us. Verily, only you are the greatest acceptor of repentance, the most merciful. This dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam to Allah Azza wa Jal is directed towards the lineage of Ismail alayhi salam in order to make his lineage dutiful and compliant to Allah Azza wa Jal alone, and make their seed and their progeny into a community ever in submission to Allah Azza wa Jal, and to have them taught the holy rites of the different forms of worship and for guidance in the performance of the pilgrimage. This dua ensured that the lineage of the beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam remained pure. It must be remembered that Azar, the idol worshipper, was not the father of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. Rather, he was the uncle of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Though he is addressed in the Holy Quran as Abi, which literally translates into father, but contextually it refers to his uncle. A term Abi was used commonly in that period of time for both father and uncle. The name of Ibrahim alayhi salam's father was Tariq. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that he came from a pure ancestral lineage. The worst form of impurity is that of idol-worshipping polytheists. So this further proves that Azar, the idol worshipper, was not the father of Ibrahim alayhi salam, who is the forefather of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This is explicitly proven in the upcoming verse number 133, where uncles are referred to as fathers. Ibrahim alayhi salam then pleaded to Allah Azza wa Jal to turn towards them with his mercy and to accept their repentance, acknowledging that Allah Azza wa Jal alone is the greatest acceptor of repentance. He is the most merciful. They made this dua of repentance despite the fact that they were free of any sins and were symbols of moral perfection. This dua was made out of humbleness and sincerity in order to teach their progeny the good conduct of being in submission to Allah Azza wa Jal.
رَبَّنَا وَبَعَثْ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْهُمْ يَتْلُو عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِكَ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ.
Oh, our Lord, and send amongst them a messenger from themselves, that he may recite to them your verses and teach them your book and sound knowledge, that is wisdom, and purify them well. Indeed, only you are the most dominant, the most wise. Sayyidina Ibrahim and Sayyidina Ismail alayhimus salam supplicated to Allah Azza wa Jal to send amongst the people of this house a messenger from amongst themselves. Allah Azza wa Jal answered his supplication by the sending of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who recited to them the verses of the Holy Quran, taught them the Quran and wisdom, and purified them of idol worshipping. It is understood from here that the noble messenger of Allah Azza wa Jal, our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, purifies the hearts of every believer. This will remain to be his prophetic function until the day of judgment. Hence, this shows that the connection of the purifier and the purified will remain intact even until the last day. So we must never imagine that our purifier, which is our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who purifies our hearts, is far away from us. We must always believe that he is near us, he is close to us. النَّبِيُّ أَوْلَى بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ مِنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is closest to believers than their own selves, than their own lives and souls, because his function is to purify the believers.
وَمَنْ يَرْغَبُ عَنْ مِلَّةِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ إِلَّا مَنْ سَفِهَ نَفْسَهُ وَلَقَدِ اصْطَفَيْنَاهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَإِنَّهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ لَمِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ.
And who would turn his face away from the religion of Ibrahim except the one who is inwardly a fool? And undoubtedly, we definitely chosen him, that is Ibrahim alayhi salam. and he is without doubt amongst those who have the ability to gain our special closeness in the hereafter. This verse points out that Islam is the true religion. It is the religion of Ibrahim alayhi salam, as was practiced by the righteous predecessors from the time of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and even before. The one who abandons Islam and denies the fact that his soul has been created by Allah Azza wa Jal solely for his worship, and that one is obliged to worship him, if he denies all this, he is a loser and he is a fool. Indeed, Allah Azza wa Jal chose and elected Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam as his Khalil, as his best friend. So therefore, he is regarded as Khalilullah, the best friend of Allah. So different prophets have different stations. Our Prophet, Sayyidina Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is Habibullah. He is the beloved of Allah, the blessed Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In this world, he is beloved of Allah. And in the hereafter, he is the beloved of Allah, and he will be granted the highest station, the station of Shafa'at, that is, the intercession on the final day. And he will be granted the station of Wasila, a highest platform in paradise.
إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ قَالَ أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.
And recall when his Lord said to him, submit, he humbly replied, I have submitted to the one who is the Lord of all the worlds. In this verse, a reminder is given to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that, O beloved, recall when his Lord said to Ibrahim alayhi salam, submit, meaning obey Allah azza wa jal and devote yourself purely to him. He humbly responded that I have submitted to the Lord of all the worlds.
وَوَصَّى بِهَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ بَنِيهِ وَيَعْقُوبُ يَا بَنِيَّ إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَى لَكُمُ الدِّينَ فَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُم مُّسْلِمُونَ.
And Ibrahim instructed the same religion to his sons, and Yaqub did the same. That, O my sons, Allah has verily chosen this religion for you. Therefore, die not but as Muslims. Ibrahim alayhi salam enjoined his sons to this true faith, and so did Yaqub alayhi salam upon his sons, saying, O my sons, Allah azza wa jal has chosen for you this true religion, the religion of submission to Allah Azza wa Jal, the religion of oneness of Allah Azza wa Jal, which is Islam. True success in life can only be obtained by submitting to Allah Azza wa Jal and holding fast unto the rope of love for the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This grip on this rope of love becomes even stronger by keenly adopting the sunnah of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is the formula of the ultimate success of dying with true faith, with iman, which is to die as a Muslim.
أَمْ كُنْتُمْ شُهَدَاءَ إذ حضر يعقوب الموت إذ قال لبنيه ما تعبدون من بعدي قالوا نعبد إلهك وإله آبائك إبراهيم وإسماعيل وإسحاق إلها واحدا ونحن له مسلمون.
Rather, were some of you, O Jews, present physically when death came to Yaqub, when he said to his sons, "Whom will you worship after me?" They said, "We shall worship he who is your God and the God of your fathers, Ibrahim, Ismail, and Ishaq, the only one God, and we are in submission to him." When the Jews said to the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Do you not know that on the day of his death, Yaqub alayhi salam charged his sons with Judaism?" This verse was revealed to refute and discredit this false claim of the Jews. He asked his sons, "Whom will you worship after me?" That is, after I die. They said, "We will worship your God and the God of your fathers, Ibrahim and Ismail and Ishaq alayhim as-salam, the only one God, to him we submit." Here Ismail alayhi salam is counted as father as well, because as stated in the earlier verse, it was common at that period to address the uncle as the father, as the status of an uncle is similar to that of a father. Hence, Azar is called the father of Ibrahim alayhi salam, but in reality, he was the paternal uncle of Ibrahim alayhi salam, and the name of the father of Ibrahim alayhi salam was Tariq. This is a form of rebuke to the Jews that you were not present at the time of his death. So how do you ascribe to him words which he did not utter? Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we have learned few verses of the Holy Quran with the brief tafsir. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us good, proper understanding of Quran and Sunnah. Alhamdulillah, Dawat Islami, the global movement of Quran and Sunnah, is serving you wherever you are in the world. So stay in touch with Dawat Islami, travel in Madani Qafilas, and keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatum wa salamun alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habib Allah.
Quran, towards understanding the Holy Quran, towards understanding the Holy Quran.